Guys, are you ready to heat things up this Christmas? Go with a win-win this year. Something that'll make her feel hot and heat up your holiday too. How? Super warm, world-famous hoodie footy from our friends at Pajamagram. The hoodie footy is the ultimate solution to get her hot when she's freezing cold. It combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. She's going to love it. Go to pajamagram.com today. Use code SAVE10 and you'll save $10 on adult-size hoodie footies when you use that promo code SAVE10. That's pajamagram.com. SAVE10. Tell them AJ Hoffman sent you.
Opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Were there guys that made it from the Texans that maybe didn't deserve to make it?
Nah.
I think you could make a case. Like, the one slam dunk is Hopkins.
Yeah.
I think you can make a case that maybe Watson is borderline. I mean, I guess
if you're taking three quarterbacks, Mahomes and Jackson are 1 and 1A. I don't know who else you would take over Watson. He's not Jackson or Mahomes,
right?
But you take three.
I don't think you've got what it takes to be a cult leader. All
right. Well,
you got to have some evil in you.
I don't want mass suicide. I'm out on that. I'm out on killing people.
Your cult has no purpose.
No, my cult has a purpose of making people feel better about their lives without killing. I'm saying we can all live together.
That just sounds like some weird sex commune.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. Know the number for that. You can watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there. And all available at podcastarena.com if you miss the first 2 hours. Well, the second hour will be available shortly. But that's some of what you missed. And it's been a pretty non-sportsy day because that's what we felt like doing. Been a lot of cult talk and serial killer talk in general and getting old talk. Ashton asked, did AJ do his annual It's Creepy How Much Grown Men and Women Care About National Signing Day rant yet?
No, I did not. I didn't know that no one's really brought it up or like freaked out about it. I think for the most part, we haven't seen a whole lot of people like rage tweeting at kids about not picking their favorite college. So,
I'm sure it's happening.
Oh, I'm sure it has, but I haven't seen it, so it's not really needed to be addressed. I saw that Oklahoma and Texas both had top 10 classes. I think
Texas fell out of the top 10 because they lost some four-star guy that was supposed to commit. Apparently, they lost a few guys here at the end.
Maybe so. But it looks like Ohio State and Clemson kind of the kings in the castle, so... I guess,
all of which means nothing.
All of a sudden, Clemson, who has, it says here that they've never had a recruiting class ranked higher than 7 in the last decade, and that's not going to be the case anymore. So now suddenly, Dabo Swinney's got better players. That's scary.
But they do well every year, and what's important is which of these guys you're right about and which ones you develop.
Yeah.
And guess what? Clemson does that as well as anybody. Alabama does it as well as anybody. LSU does it as well as anybody. So,
I couldn't name a single high school kid, so I don't know who's good and who's like a big get. So,
and
if your favorite team got the players you wanted, congratulations! It's a really big day.
I'm kind of like from the Mac Brown school of how he deals with things. Remember if he had a freshman. They couldn't talk to anybody until they played a game. Kind of feel like I don't care about any of these recruits until they play a game.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good way to go about it, I think.
Yeah. 409 says, happy birthday, Fred. You have seen so much, from the cure of polio to Americans landing on the moon to the Tide Pod Challenge.
Sure.
Here's to the end of the world.
It's true.
I was alive for Americans landing on the moon.
Fred once rode a dinosaur, in fact.
That is not accurate. That's not accurate? It was a woolly mammoth.
Okay.
And it wasn't fun. Those things are hard to control. I know they look cute, but yeah. Bama Papa Joe said, just saw the news. Did you talk about the Houston football team NCAA suspension? No, it's a 1-year probation. It's basically a slap on the wrist. And a friend of mine was actually the lawyer representing them there, so really got off light. So probation for a year, which means don't screw up.
Yeah.
And pay a $5,000 fine.
All right.
That's so, yeah. It's, I mean, that's such small potatoes now, considering. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. You know, before we get to the lines, I would think, I think the basketball team's going to get a lot better as the season goes on. But, you know, they don't have a decent win yet this year, the UH basketball team.
No.
And they've, I mean, I think they're going to have to get some victories in conference against some good teams, because right now they don't have enough to make the tournament if it started today. I don't think so either. I mean, reputation wise, they've managed to improve their reputation, which will help.
They
got to win some games.
Yeah. And I don't think they're even close to the best team in the AAC.
No, I mean, right now, but again, I think this team will be much better in January than it is now, because I mean, talent wise, it's there. It's just, they're not figuring it out yet. And they did lose a lot of really good senior leadership. So, what was that you just said, Aaron?
Tom Coughlin let go by the Jags.
I think that's a good move.
That look from yesterday, the Dante Fowler thing, like them fining him when they shouldn't have been fining him and losing a grievance, like that's the kind of stuff that's just a bad look.
That, and he's trading Jalen Ramsey.
He was the one who was doing that, and he fined... I mean, it came out that he fined Leonard Fournette $99,000 for sitting down. I mean, because he sat on the bench while he was inactive during the 2018, like the last game of 2018. Yeah. He's just a petty dude. He's like, you're not making the guys, you're not making your team better. All you're doing is pissing people off. And like, you're making people not want to play for the franchise. So I think the Jags, it's in their best interest to move on from that dude.
I agree. And I think, and the thing is, I like the owner. I think he's a pretty cool guy. And he probably figured out too late that Coughlin was just one of the reasons why these guys didn't want to be there. Yeah. And it cost him Jalen Ramsey. It was very specific that he hated Coughlin. So, good move for the Jags. Yeah, I like that franchise, although that Duval thing is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Duval!
Especially when you're doing it in London.
Yeah,
that's really dumb. But I like Shad Khan. I like the franchise. Of course, I love Doug Marrone because he's a handsome man. But
it's so gross.
No, I think he's fantastic. but I think he'll be gone next.
I think so, too.
And you know what? I bet he winds up as an assistant coach on this staff.
You think so?
Yeah, because he and O'Brien are buddies.
They're boys, huh?
Yeah, so at least now I won't have to go buy Jacksonville gear for my Halloween costume. I'll just be able to wear Texans gear.
Perfect.
Yeah. So it'll work. Somebody says Shad Khan has one of the best mustaches in the business. See, he makes the standalone mustache work.
I don't know if that's true.
I think so.
I don't know if it ever really works.
Well, I think it doesn't work on white guys. Let's be honest.
Well, what about Charlie Chaplin?
Did not work. It looked like a little Hitler stash.
Okay. Well, what about Adolf Hitler?
Clearly, it didn't work on him.
I mean, he did, like, you know, he damn near ran the whole world at one point.
No, Europe. He never got over here. Stop.
Just saying.
And he made the mistake of attacking Russia.
It's probably as close to global domination as anyone's had in the last 100 years.
I'd go back and take a look at that British Empire before I made that comment.
In the last 100 years?
Yeah. Well, I guess last 100. I guess the British Empire kind of started breaking up before then. But at one point, they had India, Australia, a bunch of Africa. I mean, I think that was probably the greatest empire the world's ever seen.
Hmm.
But, yeah, I guess last 100 years. Is it? God, it's... But you know what? You say last 100 years, it's been, what, freaking 76 years now?
Yeah. We're getting old, man.
I'm telling you. Well, I mean, I was not alive for World War II. Please.
Not the end of it. You or not the beginning. You were alive for the end, but not
nope,
the start.
No, nope, not true. I was alive for the Cold War.
I was, too. That's not really like a big deal.
Yeah, but you probably don't even remember that.
I remember some of it.
Really?
Yeah. You were alive for the Korean War.
I don't think so. I think that was before my time. My dad actually served in the Korean War, but I did not, I was not alive for that. That was in the 50s.
You weren't alive in the 50s?
I was not alive in the 50s.
Damn.
Stop. Stop.
Okay. Well, my bad. You were alive in Vietnam.
I was alive for Vietnam, and I vaguely remember as a little kid the soldiers coming home from there.
Okay.
Vaguely.
Look at you. You're such a worldly guy.
I'm not worldly. I'm
served just, in Vietnam.
No, I no, stop. No serving in Vietnam. Oh, and now that I have hair again, I'm going to grow it out really long, and I'm going to act like, yeah, man, I got really messed up in Nam.
You're going to, that's, sir, that's stolen valor.
Oh, damn.
You're not allowed to do that.
Damn. Damn. All right, well, I'll just, well, I really got messed up when I was in a rock band.
Yeah.
How's that? Is that better?
You can say, I got really messed up in a rock band. And then, like, oh, maybe people will think that, but you, as long as you say band under your breath,
yeah,
I won't no, consider it stolen valor.
That's misleading.
I don't know. I'll let you, I'll allow that.
I feel that that is very misleading.
I'm a vet, so I'm allowed to say it's okay.
Yeah, but I'm not comfortable with that one.
Okay. Well, listen.
But nobody really thinks about Vietnam anymore because we've had so many wars since then.
That's true.
Well, and there have been a lot more movies about them.
Well, there's been a lot of movies about Vietnam wars.
Yeah.
Or the Vietnam War, a ton. Maybe besides World War II, maybe the most movies.
I think so. I think the best high profile movies
are all
like Apocalypse Now, mm-hmm. Platoon, Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah,
I think those are three of the all timers right there.
The Deer Hunter.
Deer Hunter. What are the best World War II movies?
Saving Private Ryan. Is
yeah, that's up
probably
there.
the best.
But there were. Like Longest Day was a World War II movie.
Hacksaw Ridge is that you Dunkirk. Know what?
I finally saw Hacksaw Ridge. That's a damn good movie.
It's a good movie.
Mel Gibson is a horrible human being, but that man makes a good movie.
Fury, the tank movie. Inglorious Bastards, you may have heard of.
Stop. That doesn't count.
Tora.
Okay, Tora, yeah. And the original Midway were two of my favorites.
Band of Brothers.
No solid.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Das Boot. And there's a couple good, like, and then, of course, Pearl Harbor.
Well, I prefer Tora to that one, which, and I think those were made by, I think Tora and Midway were made by the same people. I could be wrong about that, because they had a lot of the same actors and the same look and feel to it, but... Yeah, I don't know. I think it's close. I think because when I think of Vietnam movies, it's really those three or four.
Yeah. You know what movie I like? An underrated movie. The because it's not really about America, but it's about the Soviet invasion. Is that Enemy at the Gates?
Yeah.
That's a good
movie. That is a good movie.
Except for the whole British accents on Russian soldiers.
Well, yeah.
Well, the problem is, and a lot of people complained about
Chernobyl actors.
Because of that, but is it really accurate if you have Russians speaking English with a Russian accent? Is that really accurate?
But why put on the British accent?
Well, because British guys made it. I mean, I hear that complaint a lot, and it's kind of like,
You know what, Aaron? You just complain about everything, don't you?
I do.
Are you drinking?
Yeah. Monster.
Oh.
This guy.
You should be drinking Red Bull Lime Edition. Thanks.
All right.
Thanks to our buddy Chip for this.
I got to tell you about my computer career. If 2019 was another year of, I can't wait to get out of this crappy job, I'll do something soon. do something now. Why don't you consider an IT career? Because if you're not a math whiz or a computer whiz, they don't care. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career is what they're about, and you can start yours in as little as 4 months. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in months, not years. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week, and you're going to get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than a school, too, because they're going to help you get into the industry after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for me and Fred's fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go make new year, new career your resolution. Take the free career evaluation today at mycomputercareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right. You know, it's okay for us to like different things.
Can't we all like the very same things?
Okay. Let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday. Famous deaths. Okay, I don't know the first one.
It's not that famous.
2006, then. Peter Boyle. He was a fun actor when I was growing up. He was in a bunch of stuff. In fact, right. Young Frankenstein. Right?
Yeah.
Dead in 2006. Ike Turner punched his ticket to the next life in 2007.
Fred.
Cocaine overdose at 76 Come years old. On. Penny Marshall in 2018. Laverne and Shirley, she also directed Big, which was about a woman sexually assaulting a 12-year-old boy.
Dead he was a grown man who looked like a 12-year-old boy.
The mind of a 12-year-old boy.
No.
Sorry, she should have been charged for that. All right, sports figures. Lamar Hunt, 2006, dead at 74. I will always remember him for me messing up his club cup. And dropping a word that Aussies think is fine.
Yeah.
Roger Maris.
We don't say that word.
Yeah. 1985, dead at 51. If I'm not mistaken, he died here in Houston. 2016, Garrett Gomez dies of a drug overdose at 44. Garrett was a jockey, actually. Knew Garrett. He always had bad
name
drug
dropper.
Well, he's dead now.
Let me talk about my famous friends.
Really? Really? You weren't talking about Rick Barnes earlier? Come on.
That was a work thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, so was this. I used to cover horse racing, dickweed.
Oh,
all right, 2003. Otto Graham dies of a heart aneurysm at 82.
Jeez.
What's a heart aneurysm?
I thought that was
a brain thing.
Yeah, but I think it's like when something happens where oxygen gets in the blood. So okay. Like there's like a bubble in the line.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's not good.
December 14th, 1476, Vlad the Impaler. Vlad III the Impaler. One of the greatest names of all time, I think.
Yeah.
Also make a great
porno name, yeah.
December 15th, 1890, Sitting Bull.
Also a good porno name.
Yeah. Not a good porno name, Kim Jong-il.
No.
2011. Dies of suspected heart attack at the age of 70.
Yeah, allegedly. Or murdered by son.
Yeah.
Murdered by a pimp.
Let's
named
see.
Kim Jong.
All right, let's get to the famous criminals. December 12th, 1988, Anthony Tony Pro Provenzano, American mafia figure, which if you watch The Irishman, you would know all about him.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm watching The Confession Killer.
2005, Stanley Tukey Williams, co-founder of the Crips, executed in California at the age of 53.
Damn, got him.
December 18th, great day. 1931, Jack Legs Diamond, American gangster and bootlegger, was murdered at 34 years old.
Missy Legs.
2003, Kiko, who you would not know, Killer Whale, was the star of Free Willy.
Why would I not know him?
Well, you wouldn't know Kiko, but you'd know Free Willy.
No, I actually met Kiko.
Did you?
Yeah.
Damn. Well, you got to one-up me, don't you?
Name drop.
You got to one-up me. Son of a... all right. 2016, Alan Thicke. Dead at 69.
Not... if you're in trouble with the IRS... hi, I'm Alan Thicke.
Also would have made a great porn name.
Yeah, really good porn name.
December 14th, 17...
Richard Thicke would have been better, though.
Okay, this might be a top five death of the year. 1799, George Washington, first president of the U.S., dead at 66. December 15th, 1966...
He didn't take Christmas Day off.
No.
He crossed a freezing cold river to beat some British ass, is what he did.
Yeah, suck on that, Britain. Walt Disney, 1966... 1980, Colonel Sanders, Harlan Sanders, founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And December 18th, 1997, Chris Farley.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deaths there. I was a little worried when we let off with Alan Thicke, but it got better in a hurry there.
Hi, I'm Alan Thicke. Do you have problems with the IRS?
Not anymore, you don't, Alan.
Our tax evasion specialists,
Stop. Dump that. That's an advertiser.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Know that?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a PSA.
Okay, here's your porn stars.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah. Your porn stars. Urizon.
Why are they still using him?
They're not. They're using somebody different.
Okay.
But they're still here. Urizon Beltran, dead at 31 of...
Wait, is this a porn star?
Yeah.
Suicide? Drug overdose?
Drug overdose, yes. Correct.
Yeah.
December 15, 2010, Violet Adamson.
Suicide?
34 years old. Apparent suicide.
Told you.
1987, Linda Wong.
Suicide, drug overdose?
Xanax, chloral hydrate, and alcohol overdose. Wow.
Three for three. The man? Huh?
Oh, God.
I'm Alan Thicke.
And I'm dead. All right. That's going to wrap things up. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. Fun show. We liked it. If you didn't, oh, well. We'll do sports tomorrow. How's that? Because there'll be some sports to talk about. Great job, Aaron. Great job, AJ. Thanks again to everybody for all the birthday wishes. I'm going to go enjoy the beer that everybody bought me. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.